Wearing a Men's Warehouse outfit makes you confident, like you could do anything, so you dance like no one is watching, even though everyone is watching. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you interview like the job is already yours because it is. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you golf as if the rules don't apply to you because you're too well-dressed for rules. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit. At Men's Warehouse, get measured, get fitted, get hot, get confident in everything from tailored suits to underwear and all the stuff in between. Love the way you look at Men's Warehouse.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so she thought her friend was dating this really sweet guy. And on their first date, he told her some info that might have changed everything. And she's not sure if this is a guy that she should continue to date or ditch this guy.
She wants to know, should she ditch a date? Make a move or wait? Should she keep him or dump him? She wants to know if she should banish him or be smashing him, bury his bones or jump him.
All right, sometimes you go out with somebody and there's a red flag that's just so dang big that it's obvious. No, I can never see this person ever again. Others have different standards. Katie has a friend here going through this thing right now.
Yes, and it started like some weeks ago when I went out on a girls' night. It was about 4 of us. We're just having a good time, just getting some drinks. And our first round of drinks, we just downed them, right? And then our server came with the second round before we could even order a second round of drinks. We're like, oh, they're on it. Like, they just know we want these drinks. And they're like, no, that guy over there sent you guys drinks.
Okay. So then, like in a movie, in slow-mo, as you're holding your drink, you turn your head and you look at said man, and... Mm-hmm.
He winks, right?
Oh. Okay.
I don't think in all the years that I went to bars or clubs or whatever, I ever bought a random girl a drink from across the bar. Just for the sheer rejection factor that could happen when she sees who bought her the drink. I think I have never done that. Unless I'm talking to somebody in a bar or a club, then I'll say, hey, let me get you a drink, but never from across the bar. No way.
And that's why I was like, this feels like this is out of a movie. This is crazy. But of course, we invite him over because now you've bought us drinks. Come on over and socialize with the group of girls. And so he was really like focused on my friend. And you could tell like they were vibing and stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. He just is telling us about his life. You know, I have a business. I do this. I do that. I'm a great guy. And then,
that's what they always say.
Yeah.
And he exchanged numbers with my friend. So, cool. Successful night. They go on a date.
Did she Google him before they went on a date?
No.
Oh, girl.
Just the excitement, too. I mean, of getting that phone number, too, even before the date. Like in the club, you exchange all these optimistic opportunities, maybe. Or maybe it's happened so often and you've been disappointed that it's not as big a deal.
No, I'm just not getting that much action. I think y'all have higher expectations of me out in the club than men do for me.
For guys, I think, it feels like crossing the end zone into... or crossing the line into the end zone when you get a phone number. All right, it's a mini touchdown right there.
And it's a correct one.
What's that?
And it's a correct one.
Yeah.
She didn't give you a fake one.
Right, it's a correct phone number. And the second thing, obviously, is when she says you want to get out of here, that's the touchdown right there.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl.
That's a touchdown.
So they go out on this first date. And during his first date, he says, you know, I have to tell you the truth. Back in my early 20s, I went to prison for about 10 years.
10 years.
And so...
Damn.
I don't know why she didn't ask why he went to prison.
She didn't ask why?
No. This is what she told me. She said, I didn't want to be that type of person right off the bat. I was just happy that he even told me about it and I was going to figure it out later. And I was like, girl, that's stupid.
That is stupid.
I mean, he opened the door. Like, he opened the door to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And he has to understand and expect when you disclose that kind of information... I don't think he can get mad when somebody goes, 10 years, so what happened? What were you in for?
Yeah, 99 out of 100 people. 10 years is a long time, so this is not going to be jaywalking. So he shouldn't feel awkward if someone says, okay, what were you in for?
And most prisoners don't spend their entire sentence in prison. That was probably 10 years, moved down from something else. So in my head, I'm thinking, you probably got charged for like 15 or 20, but you got out for good behavior in 10 or whatever, what did you do?
Yeah, so the question doesn't become like, what were you in for? It's how many people did you kill?
Exactly. So then I was like, girl, give me his name, right? And he doesn't have a common name at all. And we know where he's originally from. I look him up. I Google him. He went to prison for drug trafficking. So now it's, do you continue to date this man who went to prison for drugs?
Yeah, he's got good contacts.
Or no.
Kidding.
And I'm guessing 10 years in prison, like, this wasn't just some dude on the street corner.
No.
That was handing out little bags. This is a guy that's organizing the whole thing, and finally caught up, and it was probably a dramatic scene when the FBI knocks down his door or the ATF knocks. This is a big one.
Exactly. Oh. So I say, no, criminal.
Yeah. All right. So now it's up to her to get more details. And he has to know. He also has to know, I think, that once he told her, she was going to go look it up and see what he was in for. So I would get the story and I would get what he learned from said story. However, if you were involved in a situation like that, you probably know some scary people. Mm-hmm. So I would just want to be, and if you're 10 years, like you said, you're moving some units. Like that's like the big leagues. So I'm sure you're in contact with some people that could do some scary things.
Yeah, that's not a little scale on your kitchen counter.
No.
When you're laying things out, Abby.
Well, my second question after what were you in prison for is, you say you're a business owner now. What is said business? Mm-hmm. Because business could be code for I'm still doing drugs and I could still go away for 10 years. And I'm not going to do the long distance. I'm not going to go sit in that visitation room. It's cold. The color wheel does not work for me. Orange is not going to be your color. I need to know.
Exactly. He says it's home inspection business. I don't know.
Home inspection. And how long ago was this in his life?
He's 43 now.
Okay, so it's like
when he was 25.
Almost 20 years ago.
I would date him or her.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't ditch, but I would get more information than take it from there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would proceed with caution. I don't want to write him off just because he made some mistakes in his 20s, but I mean, I would definitely keep up the feelers to make sure that he's still not getting into that kind of stuff. So
it would also, to be honest with you, depend on what he was in for. Drugs, that was 20 years ago, but some things go on your permanent record. You know how I feel about this. Like, you mess with women and you don't get consent, or you do things with kids.
Yep.
That's a permanent record. I don't care how long ago it was. Mm-mm. Never. Mm-hmm. But drugs, no problem.
Okay.
Get it. The Burt Show.